理课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to the International Folk Art Market in Santa Fe, New Mexico. This year was its fourth consecutive, with artists from 40 countries attracting nearly 20,000 visitors. Sales for the three-day event in July totaled more than $1 million. Behind the market's success are all of those red T-shirts with volunteer written across them.
Thank you.
Valerie Bogg is a coordinator for the volunteers.
Within the market, there are five paid staff members, and that's all. Everybody else is a volunteer.
Volunteers recruit artists from around the world. They help fill out applications, resolve quality and design issues, and offer assistance on how to show and price products. Many volunteers even open their homes to artists needing a place to stay. With their time and actions, volunteers have touched the lives of hundreds of families. Judith Espinard was one of the founders of the International Folk Art Market. She is now its creative director.
I know now that the work of the world is in the hands of the individuals, not of the governments. And I think that this is our great hope. And we want very much for other people to do this kind of work as well, whatever form they feel that they can contribute.
This year, the International Folk Art Market had a small army of 720 volunteers, including 70 who work year-round. Most are over 50. But this year, there were also a number of younger volunteers. Many volunteers are former members of the Peace Corps, and some travel from across the United States to be in Santa Fe during the few days when the market takes place.
We are trying to inspire organizations around the world that are working in economic and social development in the craft and folk art mediums to do similar markets.
The international market is fun, and people from all backgrounds and ages enjoy it. Many volunteers return year after year. Harriet Christian is one of them, and for the second straight year, she brought her family with her.
And I've gone home and told my family, I brought my other daughter from San Antonio, I brought two granddaughters from Austin, and they all worked yesterday. So all of them as volunteers. There are five of us, you know, and next year I might bring more people.
The International Folk Art Market in Santa Fe would not be possible without the volunteers, their time, or their sense of service. For many of these international folk artists, the market and its army of volunteers have opened a whole new world of possibilities and income.